Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If you live to eat rather than eat to live, our next conversation is for you. It's our monthly food segment that covers notable restaurant openings and closings in the St. Louis area. And here to dish with me about that is Jessica Rogan, STLPR's digital editor. Jessica, welcome back.
Hey, Elaine.
So we're moving into food now, and let's talk about some places that have made some literal moves.
Yeah, so just to start out with, we got two new brick and mortars from longtime food trucks. And one of them is Bougie Bites, which is an Overland that's a vegan, fast casual food truck, now storefront, that owner Latoya Thompson has said, like, the food is so good that you won't even really realize it's vegan.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to be an attraction that many vegan purveyors put out. I actually did talk with Latoya, and her business was one of the ones that participated early on with World Central Kitchen. So it's nice to see that she's sort of she's been able to fulfill a dream that she's been working on.
Yeah, she thought about having the brick and mortar for a while. First iteration didn't work out. She actually was in a ghost kitchen, but now, you know, a bigger space and, you know, just an opportunity to, like, reach people throughout the year because food trucks, you know, they're not so great in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is true. And they still do have the truck, and I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's still around.
Yeah,
for sure.
I actually drive, on my drive to and from work, I see Bougie Bites, so it's great to see that storefront now occupied. Now, there's another place on Page that has opened, and that is Fufu and Sauce in Vineta Park. My son is a big fan of the oxtail. He has expensive taste from that food truck. But the opening of this food truck by Ajo Honsu, whom we've spoken with a couple of times on this show, I know it's something that she had been also dreaming about. And she is someone who has won a Great American Recipe on PBS. It was the third season. So there's a little bit of celebrity attached to that. But also, I think something that people have been really looking forward to, because you can't get to food truck food unless you know where the truck is going to be.
That's a good point that I hadn't really thought about.
So we have some restaurants here that are opening additional outposts. And one of them is opening, actually, or has opened quite close to where I live. But Jessica, you have a little bit more information on this business that is part of the St. Louis bagel boom.
Yeah. So Lefty's Bagels and Cafe is opening in Creve Coeur, actually within the JCC complex. Mm-hmm. Much bigger space than their flagship in Chesterfield. They were part of that, like, wave of East Coast New York style boiled bagels that, you know, the region only had, kind of like the Bread Co. kind of like baked bagel. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, suddenly we had, like, not only Lefty's, but like Bagel Union and Baked and Boiled in Soulard all at the same time. So a lot of bagel wealth now in the region.
Yes. And that renaissance has included bagels that are sliced in a way that is perhaps less controversial.
Yeah, I don't think any of them offer a bread sliced bagel, but, you know, maybe they should.
Right. I mean, you can take it home and slice it any way you want. Another place that has come up in our discussions of restaurant openings and closings was the beloved King Edward's Chicken and Fish, and Abby Lurico, she had talked about it. But in its place in Crestwood, there's now Grace Chicken and Fish, right? Is it chicken plus fish?
It's chicken and fish.
Okay.
So I have to think that they are making a nod to King Edward's, of course, with the name. It's the second outpost of, I guess maybe not the second outpost, but I would say it's an additional location from Grace Mead and Three, which is in the Grove.
Mm-hmm. And chicken is something that we'll be talking about a little bit later too.
Teaser.
So yes, to go back to bagels, a common accompaniment is coffee and tea. And Jessica, let's go to Waterloo, Illinois for an opening that many people, I think, have been waiting for.
Yeah, so Waterloo, Illinois got the Coffee Girl Cafe this month. That is opened by Alexandra Kay. She's a country music singer and a TikTok influencer who is from Waterloo. And she's not your ordinary, you know, social media influencer. She has a lot of followers, mm-hmm. and she is touring country music. She actually just played at the St. Louis Music Park. Her Coffee Girl Cafe replaces a longtime Waterloo staple, the Bean Tree Cafe. And she had been like a 17-year fan. And took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar menu, apparently, to what was there before, but she redesigned it, so it is now extremely pink, which is her trademark color. And her father is actually going to be the GM of the coffee shop while she's, you know, because she's, like, around and touring sometimes.
Right, right.
And one thing that I thought was interesting is part of her TikTok fame comes from videos of her singing country music while she is making her morning coffee drink. So it's very on brand for her.
Okay. And a family business, apparently.
Yeah, family business.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is also a place that has opened in Manchester, and that's Rosemary Coffee Co. They're focused on local sourcing, as I've read, and they've got a lending library with a shelf that is dedicated to local women-owned vendors.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, so
that.
It's great to see something that is non-chain come into the mix over here. Going back to, you know, new locations, I want to talk about new and slash quote-unquote new digs for a couple of different businesses. And I'd like to hear about Sando Shack.
Yeah, so Sando Shack is on to, I guess you could say it's its third location. This mm-hmm. could have fit in the food truck category because Sando Shack started as a little food truck serving Japanese-style sandwiches. And then they opened up in Morgan Ford in 2022, and now they've moved over to Maplewood in that big space on the main strip that used to be Boardwalk Waffles and Ice Cream. And if you've never been, they serve like the katsu sandwiches and rice bowls. Very popular in St. Louis. Like, I remember trying to order from the food truck, like, mm-hmm. back in the day, and, like, you never could do it. It was always sold out.
Oh, okay. Well, and I read, too, that part of the reason the owners, a married couple, decided to go to Maplewood is that they were looking for a place to settle in that really had a built-in community that was really connected.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Now, Session Taco is one that maybe some people will not recognize because the name is different, although they're going back to, I guess, the area they were before, right, Jessica?
Yeah, so Session Taco used to be Mission Taco. And this is not the only location, of course, of Session Taco, formerly Mission Taco. But this is the Central West End location. So you may remember that what was then Mission Taco was one of three restaurants that was very damaged by a fire a few years ago. The condo association that was in the same building, like, actually sued Salt and Smoke, alleging that it was, like, rags from the restaurant that had caught fire and, like, damaged the restaurant. That's still pending.
Uh-huh.
Finally, we've got Session Taco back. I can say back, even though it's a different name.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the same favorites. The space is actually a little bigger now, which is nice. And you can see the kitchen from outside. There's, like, glass windows, so you can watch them preparing the food. There's a big downstairs Arcade now and the bar program also got an overhaul. But I think, you know, generally speaking, it's the same like Mexicali food that mm-hmm. if you've been to Mission Taco, you adore and want to go see it now and back in the Central Ascent.
Right. Do you have any insight into why it's session taco? That makes me think of music. Is there music involved?
You know, I should know, but I don't. Okay. I'll find out and tell you next month.
Yes, next month. one of the places that I have been to that is actually closing but also opening, this is in the beverage category, is called Passport. And the owners were here on St. Louis on the Air just last month. In not in its exact place, but also downtown, there is a bar that's opening. It has opened recently. Tell us about the moniker, Jessica.
Yeah, so the moniker opened on Washington downtown. I guess you can think of it as a little bit of a switcheroo, mm-hmm. although not really.
Right.
It is kind of an upscale late night, like date night, fancy cocktail, fancy delicious cocktails, mm-hmm. and small plates. Just looks like a really like lush, beautiful place to go to, like dark green walls with like green accents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I think is the bartender's mother's favorite color, if I'm remembering
That's
correctly.
Beautiful, yeah.
It looks like it's a place for grown-ups for sure. And is it a really great addition, right, to the downtown area?
Definitely. You know, downtown, we've seen and talked about a lot of places coming and going from downtown, and it's always nice to see that people are making investments in that area. And this is co-owned by developer Alex Oliver, who is, you know, opening a lot of different, is very committed to downtown and opening a lot of different places in mm-hmm. there.
Let's make sure that we get to the closings. Fortunately, there are not that many of them. And there's one downtown that you have on your list, Jessica.
Yeah, so I was pretty sad to see that Jovic Brothers Cafe downtown was closing. This was a daytime cafe from Casey Jovic. Like, just really nice, like, breakfast and lunch fare. And he had recently closed his deli on Westport. But if you like his food, go to Princeton Heights. The Jovic Brothers burgers are still there.
Mm-hmm. And as we close, I want to end with an opening that is also kind of a segue to something that we'll be doing on Thursday. Atomic Wings, which is a chain that started in New York City, has opened a Fairview Heights, Illinois location. And I think this is a nice wing to point toward the STL chicken fight conversation, a roundtable that we'll be doing on Thursday. This thing with wings, it seems like they're very popular here, Jessica.
I think they are a perennial favorite.
Mm-hmm. I have definitely noticed you mentioned cold weather and food trucks. I think living in places where there is some cold weather makes the buffalo wings at least much better. Living on the West Coast, they were actually pretty terrible.
No buffalo wings on the West Coast. Yeah,
they just are not the same. And the last thing to mention here is the Passport Craft Cocktail and Wine Bar, which we mentioned is closing, will be relocating to Del Mar. So that's an opening to look forward to. Jessica, thank you so much for joining me for this rundown.
Thanks for having me.
Jessica Rogan is STLPR's digital editor. To see our June list of new restaurant openings and closings in the St. Louis region, hop over to stlpr.org/new restaurants.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air?
Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.